Okay, shalom, Rabotai. Okay, Nabosai, by popular demand, we have decided to study Judaism today, not Christianity. Jake, we thank you for that introduction before we got onto the stream.
Were there any votes for Buddhism? I mean, we have to be a little bit more inclusive, Rabbi.
So it happens that, like, Christianity is at least a Avodah Zarah. Buddhism is religion without God. It's easier to study Buddhism in the context of a yeshiva than to study Christianity, but whatever. Okay, Rabosai, let's begin. I just want to make a few points on the Gemara Ayin Gemara Beis. The Gemara tells me five lines to the bottom. Hadosh Tana Hadosh Hamina Peit Hamina Feit Kulan Melacha Achasein. All these things of Dosh and Mina Peit and Mina Feit, these are all one Melacha. What is Mina Peit and Mina Feit? So Rashi tells me, or before we get to Rashi, even Mina Peit is one of the Lamitas Melachas, no? Mina Peit is a Melacha that I have wool that comes off of the sheep. And then I have to take combs and remove the dirt from that wool, which is like sheep are animals. Animals get dirty. So Menapeitz is one of those Lamitas Melachos, which is completely unrelated to Dosh. That's why Rashi over here tells me that Menapeitz is Menapeitz Pishton. Right? According to Rashi, Menapeitz means I take flax, I take linen, and I do the similar process to it. Minafet, according to Rashi, is cotton. You take cotton and you use like some sort of keshes. It's some sort of bowl-like tool that what they do is they remove again the dirt, the junk that's inside the cotton. Then Rashi writes that the nifut of cotton is a toldah of dosh, because you're mefarek the garinim, you're mefarek the shows from it. It's not a toldah of minapetz the tzemer. Meaning, according to Rashi, there are two separate malachas. There's malacha minapetz of wool, and then there is these malachos which are related to dosh, and the difference between them is whether it is gedulei karka or not. What Rashi is saying is l'cha'era, that you only violate dosh if it's gedulei karka. You do not violate minapetz es hatzemer if it's gedulei karka. If you look in the Rambam, however, the Rambam and the Rambam Perek Tes Halach Yud Beis, the Rambam writes that melacha minapetz is minapetz es hatzemer o es hapishtim. Right, the Rambam Perek Tes Halach Yud Beis writes that you violate minapetz if you do pishtim also. According to Rashi, if you do pishtim, it is only a malacha that is part of the dosh constellation. It's not part of the minapetz esatzemer. Now, the comment that Rashi makes, or Basher Weiss points out, is a little bit difficult. What Rashi is basically saying is that if I am minapetz pishtim or tzemer gefren, or cotton, I do not violate the malacha minapetz as tzemer. Now that's an unusual thing, because there are certain malachos that only take place by gedulei karka, but nowhere in Judaism do I have a malacha that does not take place by gedulei karka. Nowhere in Judaism, l'cha'era, this is Rav Asher Weiss's kasha, nowhere do I see that there is a particular action that you do not violate the malacha for if it is gedulei karka, right? We only see it the opposite way. We saw Ein Imur Elam B'gedulei Karka. Taisus commented in the sugya of milking that Ein Disha Elam B'gedulei Karka. But that means that these malachas are only by gedulei karka. To say that Minapetz Es Hatzemer is dafka not by gedulei karka is a little bit unusual, right? According to Rashi, effectively, if I have cotton or linen and I do this process of minapetz on it, I do not violate minapetz es hatzemer. According to Rashi, I'm not. If I do minapetz, it's mamish like a riddle, no? Mm-hmm. But if you do minapetz, you don't violate minapetz. That's what Rashi says. You do minapetz, you are violating something along the lines of dosh. Now, Reb Asher Weiss in his Sefer has an argument that maybe Rashi disagrees with the Rambam, and that Rashi is saying that you cannot violate minapes et ha-tsemer and minapes and some sort of dosh, because if you do exactly the same action with exactly the same result, you can't be chayav for two malachos. Right? Unlike the Gemara that says that Zomer v'tzarech la'etzim. So I'm doing the same action, but there are two separate results. Right? You get the etzim, and you're causing the tree to grow. But if I do the same action, I have the same result. I remove the junk from the substance. Ken netzayin, they chayev for two separate malachos. Ken netzayin, they're going to be chayev both for. By the way, unlike Kol Aronson, I do believe that you're allowed to throw in a few Yiddish words in our speech. Just for word to the wise, I believe that Yiddish is a language that the Jewish people believe in, like we've discussed many times. But the point is that what Rashi seems to be saying...
Ken mitzayin,
that's right. It can't be. That's correct. There is a translation of the Gettysburg Address into Yeshivish in the back of the Frumspeak Dictionary.
And I've heard Cole read it, so he believes that there is Yiddish.
Oh, you heard Cole read it himself?
Yeah,
Cole
himself read it.
That's interesting. Okay. But Cole is an interesting guy, a very interesting guy. But so it could be that what Rashi is saying is that you can't be chayiv. If I remove the junk from the, what's it called? I remove the junk from the flax. It can't be both minapet esatzemer and dosh because it's the same exact action. Can't be that you chayiv for two malachas. That's where Asher Weiss time is. Yes.
This is not just going to... It's not just arguing on the Rambam. You cannot have the Rambam and still not get Rashi. Rambam's Hagdara was really by Avos Malachos, right? He said that the same act can't double up in an Av, and there's one to say in the Gemara that may or may not support that from, we'll see from Shulchan later. Rashi's going as far to say that by a Tolden.
Rashi's saying even with, right, that's absolutely right. The Chiddush of Rashi is unbelievable. It's that Minapetz es HaPishtim is not the Malach of Minapetz at all. It's really wild when you think about it. That's Rabash's suggestion. I don't like it because look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Now, in your Gemaras, in the Ezra Hadin Gemaras, you might see it. Rashi in the Mishnah says that Minapsa, it's like 5-6 lines before the lines get wide. Minapsa, Rashi gives me a French word, carpier. No? Look in the guy on the side. How do they translate it?
Minapates.
But keep on eating.
Lefas
keep on going.
Lahainu lahafrid ula avdils arot zumizu.
Oh! But that's the key word. This word karpir that Rashi mentions is that you are Minapates, right? And you're doing it biyad. Is that what Rashi says?
Rashi doesn't use that word.
The guy on the side translates that word karpia, which is like some sort of French word. And that means I'm doing it biyad. Now, I'm just reading the side. Again, I'm assuming that the guy on the side knows what he's talking about. Now, here's the thing.
Is that similar to assuming that the parentheses in the Shulchan Aruch are the Ramah?
The parentheses in the Shulchan... again, over here, I'm not saying that the guy on the side... I don't know anything about him. All I know
probably
is
had a beard.
Translating a French word that appears in Rashi. But that's all I'm saying. Right? There's a French word called carpier that Rashi has, and the guy on the side of the Gemara is translating that French word. Now, what that means is as follows. If you read the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam says that Minapetz et Hatzemer and es Hapishtim is Chayiv, the Rambam is talking about when I use a comb and I rake the wool or the flax over the combs. Now, when I use a comb, there are two things that happen. Thing one is I remove the junk that's mixed into it. Thing two is I straighten out the fibers. instead of the fibers being all twirly and twisty, once I rake it over the comb, it becomes straight. It's possible that for the Rambam, I'm chayiv twice, because there are two different totsa'os. Right? The Rambam says that if I am menapetz as a pishtim, I'm going to be chayiv twice. Right? I'm chayiv for menapetz, and I'm chayiv for dosh. According to Rashi, only chayiv once. What's the pshat? The pshat is that according to Rashi, I'm only doing one action. Because according to Rashi, I'm menapetz in the sense of I'm taking it out with my hands. If I use my hand, I don't really straighten out the fibers. But if I am not using my hand, if I'm using a comb, so there are two different totsa'os, there are two different results, right? One result is removing the dirt. Result number two is that Result number two is I'm straightening it out. So it could be because there are two separate results for the Rambam, that's why I'm chayiv twice. But it could be for Rashi, I'm only chayiv once, because since I'm doing it biyad, therefore there is only one result, and therefore you can't be chayiv twice. That is, again, Judaism as I understand it. Now, Yoni raised the question, does that prove gufin muchlakin? Can you just explain your question to me?
As in, if you follow Rav Asher Weiss's argument that that the same maisa can't be chayiv for two melachot, if it has no two different results, doesn't that prove gufin mechlakin, not shemot mechlakin? Since there is, if you believe in shemot mechlakin, then in theory that would be possible. Like you can eat, you know, one piece of chaylev and dam.
My understanding of what he's saying is that shemot mechlakin means that Bibinyan HaMishkan, they did these actions, and these actions each have a different title for the Isser. So one is called Dosh, the other is called Losh. It's not just part of Losasa Kol Malacha. Now, the Vart is, however, that if the two actions are doing exactly the same thing, there's no way that I would call it two separate actions. There's no way I would give two different titles for exactly the same thing, no? I think that's the idea.
The idea was it can't be possible to have bichayev for two things with one maisa.
I don't think he's saying that can't be possible. It's just saying they wouldn't. They wouldn't say that the same maisa is going to be chayev for two separate things if it is completely if it's completely different. Again, I don't know. Okay, Chavra. Yes.
There's a Gemara Mevah Kama that seems to use the word nifut specifically to mean something done by hand. Hava ha Rabbi Shimon, ha menase svife, hava misra kamot sarek. One time I use it. The problem is that it comes from the word menapetz in both.
So the word menapetz might mean both biyadayim and with combs. The question is, which one is the malacha talking about? Whatever it is, that Rashi in the Mishnah is understood by Dude on the side, right, is interesting, that menapetz is biyadayim, which is not the way it's drawn in the picture books, in the Baruch Chait, Book of Malachos, right? They don't have a picture of menapetz that you're doing it with your hands. Right? That's not the normal way the Malacha is understood. Okay. Zok the Gemara, Ein Gimel Mebeis. You're looking at the Baruch Chait, but how does he define menapetz? Is there a picture of menapetz in there? This is the first time all year I'm quoting this.
I don't know. I haven't read this book yet.
You haven't read it yet. Okay. So you'll look it up after. I'm pretty sure he has menapetz as being with combs. I don't think the standard understanding of menapetz is with your fingers.
Here it is.
Oh, right, there's a comb. You see that? Menapetz has a comb. That's the picture. Gevaldik. Okay, thank you. Once again, I'm proven correct on this. On the Otsalaze, Rashi doesn't mention any part of the hand. He defines as leporer siv or regochutav. Aha, that's interesting. I don't know. So the fellow on the side, and those Otzer Lazer Rashi is like Blundheim or somebody. You could Google him and you'll find out some interesting things. He was another colorful character. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. The fellow on the side of the Otzer Hadar, I don't know where he got it from that it's beyond.
He quotes this Gemara on Tzadik Gimel of
the Gemara Bava Kamma.
Bava Kamma.
Right. Okay.
It doesn't help us because
it doesn't help you saying because the other line
word Menapates. Right. The other one's also Menapates. It doesn't come from the
I hear. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Zora Borer Tochein and Merakeid. Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakeid. The Gemara says that it's all the same thing. So the Gemara answers that Abai and Rav both say that Komos of the Havoi B'Mishkin Afagav the Ikka the Damulei Chashavla. And the Gemara answers that they were all in the Mishkan, even though they're similar. Still, we count them as separate malachos. Zora Bora Merakeid are similar, not exactly the same. Afagav the Damulei, right? It's Doma. It's similar. But they all share something in common, Zakhti Gemara. And Rashi spells this out at the bottom. Kulon melacha achas hein, de mafresh ocham and psoles. By all of these things, you're separating the good from the bad, the eichel from the psoles. Zora, you're separating the chaff from the kernels. Borer is that you are separating other stuff, probably separating the stones from the... probably separating the stones from the kernels, because the stones, once the kernels land in the ground after Zorah, so you have to remove the stones from those kernels. And Merakeid is you sift between the different types of flour. Right? Merakeid is that you put in a sifter, and you sift up the better flour from the smaller flour. And what I just said to you is a Rashi in Ayin Heyam, and Bey is the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Right, the Gemara over there says that Shovet and Oreg, etc., whether they're one malacha, two different malachos. Rashi writes, "Lo damilu zora boro merake de zebekashin zebetzroiris zebekemach," meaning that the difference between zora boro and merake, they have to have a difference. If there's zero difference, it wouldn't be three separate malachos. The purpose of all of them is to separate the psalos and the ochel, but they are different. They are different, Zakhtarashi and Ayin Hay on the base, because they are different in terms of the type of psoles that I am removing. Zora means I take that wheat and I throw it up into the air. I'm separating the kernel from the kashin, from the chaff that's attached to it. Borer is I separate the tsrayris. And merakeid is I separate the kemach. Right? I separate within the flour. Tochen is stuck in the middle because tochen is when I go from kernels to flour, and merakeid is afterwards I separate the flour. Ad kan devir Rashi ayin hay amid beis. Look at Rashi in the Mishnah, however. Rashi in our Mishnah ayin gimel amid aleph explains the distinction between zorer, borer, and merakeid differently. According to Rashi, the difference is in the pu'ula, not in the nif'al. According to Rashi, in the Mishnah, Zora is you do bereches. A reches is another French word. Rashi in Bava Kamma says a reches is a French word called a flaya, right? It's a board, a winnowing board that they use. That is Zora. Borer is you use your hands. Merakeid is you use a nafa, you use a sifter or a sieve. That is Rashi on the Mishnah. Now, according to Talmud Bavli, Zora, Borer, and Merakeid all share the same purpose, which is separating psoles from ochel. Ochel from psoles, psoles from ochel. That's the purpose according to Rashi. However, the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us on Memtes Amud Aleph B'Dapei Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes that a person is rakak, that a person spits, and the saliva ends up being spread. So that person violates the malach of Zorah. Dispersing, according to Rishami, is Zorah. As opposed to the Bavli that holds that Zorah involves some sort of separating. According to Rishami, Zorah involves dispersing, spreading something into different particles. Now, that's the Pashtus in the Rishami. Pashtus in Judaism is that the Rishami and the Bavli completely disagree about the Haggadah of Zorah. And therefore, one could argue that according to Rishami, you should not use deodorant on Shabbos. I am not saying this halacha l'maisa, but at least spray deodorant, right? What you are doing is you are dispersing stuff, no? Because kol zman, it's in the can, it's like one liquid. I push the button, right? So it spreads out, it disperses. It happens in Rabbi Ribiat's book. For some reason, he takes this question seriously. And Rabbi Ribiat argues that maybe it's not really a maisa. When you push the button on the thing of deodorant, you're like creating some sort of vacuum, and then the stuff comes out afterwards. That might not be called a maisa. So maybe that's why, even according to Rishalmi, you're not going to be chayiv. Although, according to Rishalmi, Zorah is a malach of dispersing. This is what we have so far. Now, if you assume that the Yerushalmi is arguing on the Bavli, so then the Yerushalmi probably is going l'shitaso. And this is a point that's made by the Egle Tal and by the Shvisas HaShabbos and Siv Katin Tesvav. The Yerushalmi tells me on Memtesam Ebeis, Bedapai HaYerushalmi, that you could have a person who's sitting a Gans Tug. He's sitting there all day, and he's pulling stones out of the silo, and the person is not in violation of Borer. The Malach of Borer, according to Yerushalmi, is only when you clean it out, when there's nothing left. But if I sit there plucking, but there's still dirt there, there still are stones there, so then I'm not going to be chayiv, according to the Yerushalmi. That means that according to Yerushalmi, l'cha'ira, you cannot possibly be chayiv for Zorah. You can't say Zorah, Borer, and Meraki is the same thing. Because by Zorah, there's going to be some junk that remains. So you can't possibly be chayiv. Right? You're only chayiv by Borer when you remove all the junk. So you can't possibly be chayiv for Zorah. You can't say that Zorah, Borer, and Merakeid is all the same thing. That's what what's-his-name Tainus. That's what the Egle Tal says. So again, the Pashtus is that Zorah, Borer, and Merakeid, according to Talmud Bavli, are three completely distinct. According to Talmud Bavli, Zorah, Borer, Merakeid, or all their lahasrus apsolas. The Rishami has a different yesod of Zorah, which is that Zorah is dispersing rather than separating. Now, it is possible, however, and Reb Lezer Shach has this in his Sefer Avi Ezri on the Rambam. If you guys want to ask my father before the next shiur, he'll tell you about his experiences with Rav Shach when Rav Shach was the Rosh Hashiva Yeshiva Tichonit Yeshiva Chadash before he did tshuva and became the Rosh Hashiva in Panovich. Rav Shach in his Sefer Avi Ezri Tainas that maybe there's no Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. Maybe when the Bavli says Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borer, Hainu Meraki, that means that the Av Malacha is all a Hasir Sapsolas. And when the Yerushalmi says that if I disperse, I'm Chayiv for Zorah, that means I'm Chayiv for the Told of Zorah. Very often by a Malacha, right, there are two components. Let's give an example. Bona. The malacha bona involves, let's say, classical bona is I take bricks and I put mortar and I build a house, no? Brick, mortar between, right? Suddenly you have a house. That's the classical malacha of bona. And the classical malacha of bona is you build a house and the house has a roof. So standard bona involves both prisas ohel and chibur chalakim. Right? Standard bona, paradigmatic bona. If I'd look up bona in the dictionary, I would have a picture of a guy building a house. Right? And that means that there is chibur chalakim. You're taking small items, you combine it together. And prisas ohel. If you look in the Rambam, right, the Rambam tells me that prisas ohel itself, if I just make a ohel, that is a toldo bona. It's a toldo because it is one of the two components of bona. We saw the other day a Rambam about cheese making. Tosfos and Sadihe has a discussion about it also, Gemara and Sadihe, about megabein eschayv mishum bona. Right? Why is it a toldo bona? To toldo bona because I am mechaber chiburim, because I am attaching separate items together, right? That's what we spoke about the Chuvan Rav Kook, about whether making ice on Shabbos is bona, right? Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in the Sefer Mipnine Harav on page Ayin Tes, that making ice on Shabbos is bona. Rav Kook felt that this cannot be correct because the idea of bona isn't just that you take something soft and you make it hard. Right? If I take a soft egg and I make it hard, lule the din of bishul, I wouldn't be chayiv. If I, let's say, do a pechama, I'm not going to be chayiv. It goes from a soft egg to a hard egg. Soft to hard is not bonim. Rav Kook is masbir, and the Evan Ha'azel, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, Meltzer, Zechron Lefrach, and Baron Cutler's father-in-law, has this idea as well. They say that the chayiv of bonim is when they take chalokim. Cheese, I'm taking chalukah, I'm sticking it together. I take the curds, right? Cheese separates, milk separates the curds and whey. You stick the curd, like little Miss Muffet, right? You stick the curds together, you end up with cheese. Mechaber chiburim is a tolda bona. So there are two toldas of bona, right? There's the tolda of prisas ohel, and then there's the tolda of mechaber chalukah. Similarly, when it comes to Zora, when we say Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Merakid, of course the idea is that the Malach of Zora is really to separate Psalus from Ochel. But that Malach of Zora involves an activity of separating as well. By separating in the sense of not removing junk, but dispersing. If that's the case, says Rav Shach, it could be that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are not really disagreeing when the Yerushalmi says that you're chayiv, if you're rokek, if you like spit, right? According to Yerushalmi, when we say that you're chayiv, the chayiv is going to be a chayiv of Zorah in the tolda sense of Zorah, not in the av malacha sense, because it is similar to the av malacha in one respect, in that respect of dispersing. Now, yes.
This would be very difficult to say in Rashi, no? Because Rashi feels the need to make distinctions between them.
Yeah, no? So Rashi makes the distinctions in terms of either Pu'ula or the Nif'al and Ochanami.
Also, the Gemara itself doesn't lend itself to this. The way the Gemara seems is that I'm not getting any Kiddush from teaching them. If I would have only had one, all the others, all the toldas of all of them would have been toldas of one.
I don't know if the Gemara is saying that they would all be toldas of one, or the Gemara is asking, why don't I have one grand, whatever name you want to call right. it, right? Well, have call one, it one name that would include Zorah, Borah, Merakit.
Right.
Right? The fact
the
is,
answer is that each one has a nafkumina in and of itself. Then
but that itself is a kasha on Rashi, no matter what, because right, we're saying that they're different, but they're still the same. In other words, they're the same in the totsa, or they're different in the maisa, or they're the same, right, or they're different in the nif'al.
But each.
Right,
being able to be Zora without doing any kind of borer is. I only have him Yerushalmi. Alone, I wouldn't have it. No,
I'm not sure. I mean,
again, the Gemara's question is not if they would have all
been
under
one. Let me say it like this: if I do a Maisa Zora,
yeah,
I take some wheat and I throw it up on that board, and I separate the chaff from the kernels.
Yeah,
how many malachas did I violate?
valid Zohra.
How come I don't violate Borer also?
Because according to Rashi, you can only have one. Your Magdir as one of the Malachas. You can't be Magdir under each of the Malachas.
So according to Rashi and Minach Peitz, like we spoke about, that's fine.
I mean, by the Av, the Rambam's the only one I know by all those Malachas. The Mamash be of Malacha.
According to the Rambam, how come I'm not... I think the Rambam would agree if I throw it up in the air, I'm only Chai for Zora.
Well, because after it's been Magalagmi that there are three ovals, I distinguish each one of them into their own categories, and each one is done in its own way. It doesn't mean before I would have had three. If I would have had one, it couldn't have been one thing.
Oh, okay, again, I'm agreeing with you, which might be a big mistake. But, but I'm trying to figure out what you're getting at.
I can't imagine the Yerushalmi having... I can't imagine the Yerushalmi's shot being true if Zoreh, Boreh, and Meraki could have all been one thing to begin with. I can't imagine.
As you're saying that the kasha the Gemara has of Heine Zora, Heine Borer, Heine Meraki.
It doesn't make sense if you think the Yerushalmi is correct. I find it very difficult.
Again, but I think what Rav Lazer Shach is saying is that Acharei Kechlos Hakol.
Isn't what Jake is saying the what the Egle Tal and the
Menachos Chanuch? The Egle Tal, the Shvises and Shabbos,
they said it's a Machlokes Shabbos.
They're always saying different things. What we're trying to say now is the idea of Rav Shach. That the Rishalmi is speaking on the Toldah level, and the Bavli is speaking on the Av level. And the Gemara's Kash of Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borah, Hainu Merakeid is just how come when I reckon ice 39 Malachas rather than 36 or whatever it is.
But that doesn't make that kind of doesn't make sense. There's not Nafkaminas in the Toldahs that would be so far removed. If I only had Borer, there's no way you could have told me that the spit is gonna be Aser mitam Borer.
Okay, I mean, but Acharei Kechlos Hakol, that there's a Malachan called Zorah, so I could say they're going to be Chayiv even on dispersing. I don't know if the Bavli is disagreeing with Halacha with the Yerushalmi, unless I want to say that the Kotora of the next one in Yerushalmi about sitting by the silo all day, etc., like we discussed. Oh, let me just finish the thoughts. The Ramah, at the end of Shin Yotes, Rama writes, he quotes this Yerushalmi. He quotes Yerushalmi through the Maharil, through the Arzarua. Harokik Baruch Mishabas, Baruch Mefazer, Harok Chay Mishum Zora. Right? The Rama says that you are Chayiv Mishum Zora. Dear Halacha over here quotes, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah writes that no one is nervous about this. And in the Bir Halacha, he explains that Reb Kiva Eger tells me that once upon a time he was in the city of Lisa on Shabbos, the true Reb Kiva Eger Simchah, and he sees that there's somebody who pours water out of the window, and the water spreads into different drops, one over here, one over there, and Reb Kiva Eger is thinking maybe a chayv for Zora based on Yerushalmi. But he says, listen, none of the posts can quote this Yerushalmi. Rush, Riff, Rambam, they don't quote this Yerushalmi. That means they're rejecting it. And that's because the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi, like we began. And even though the Ramah quotes it, says Reb Kiva Eger, that could be because the Ramah is only talking about spitting. Adam is gedulei karka. Humans grow from the ground. Because right, humans also eat vegetables. Just like a behemoth is gedulei karka, and Adam is gedulei karka. So if it's gedulei karka, so then when I spit, I am dispersing gedulei karka stuff. That's why I'm going to be chayiv. But this fellow who spilled the stuff from the window, he spilled the water from the window, water is not gedulei karka. So if you're not going to be chayiv, moreover, it's a psik resha delo nichalei, and some permit that. Then the Bir Halacha quotes, ubesefer alfei menashe. Okay, the Alfei Menashe is written by Reb Menashe of Elya. Right? There are some of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon who were interesting people. By interesting, I mean good, but quirky. Reb Menashe of Elya was interesting. He was a very broad-minded, like, science figure who was interested. Like, he would have been, like, a great Rosh Hashiva in YU, probably. Like, he was a Torah Mada guy. He was, like, all over the place. Again, you could Google him, and you'll see in Wikipedia some interesting things about Reb Menashe of Elya.
The Sefer Alfei Menashe says that the Yerushalmi is a tois hadafus. That the Yerushalmi doesn't mean that Yechayev Mishum Zoreh, but Yechayev from Maver Dalal Amos Bershus Harabim. That just like Zoreh, the Chiyav is, even though the wind makes it go, so also if I throw something and the wind makes it go, I'm going to be Chayav from Maver Dalal Amos Bershus Harabim. The Aruch HaShulchan adds to Rebbe Nasha Ilya that maybe it means that Yechayev Mishum Zorek, not Zoreh. There are others who say that the Yesod of the Yerushalmi is the same type of idea, that I'm Chayev Al Yedei, the wind moving something, and maybe the Yerushalmi means that I'm Chayev for Zoreh, not for Zoreh or Zorek, etc.
Haven't they put in like seven words in the Yerushalmi? It's not that they changed it to Zorek or Zoreya. It's not that they changed it to Ma'avir Dalat Amos Bershus Harabim.
So again, Ma'avir Dalat Amos Bershus Harabim, probably. So Reb Asher Weiss.
What was the original gear that got up that badly?
So Reb Asher Weiss in his Sefer points out, like, Lokar Abzel said, there's like no resemblance to living or dead. Like what the heck? I'm like, how could you possibly be? But what? That's why Reb Asher Weiss feels that this Perush of Menashe of Ilya is actually very difficult. But you got to give him points for creativity. The Aruch HaShulchan is trying to doctor it up and say that Zoreh
and Zoreh can work.
It could work, but you don't see Dalal Amos and Rishus Harabim. What Reb Asher Weiss points out is that if you want to say that Yechayev for Dalal Amos Rishus Harabim, you have to use the word Rishus Harabim somewhere. You have to use the word Dalal Amos somewhere.
Right.
You just say. So again, it could be that if it has Zoreh, obviously that's what it means. And Ochanami.
But Zoreh can work.
Zoreh could work. Notice the Chiddush in both cases is that my Maisa, when it happens through the wind, is considered my Maisa. Right? Which is a Yisod that we learn from the Malacha of Zoreh. So this is where we're going to pick up from tomorrow, right? You have to do that Gemara Bava Kama, and the Rush over there, and the Rashi over there. And if you're interested in the Sefer Urchos Shabbos, there's like three pages, one footnote that he gives you all of Judaism in that footnote page, Reish Lam Mitzayim, Reish Lam Meches, Reish Lam Mites, about when you're chayiv for koach hachem u'uriv bo, when you're not chayiv for koach hachem u'uriv bo. If you want to look in the Magen Avraham at the end of Shin Chof Ches and Evan HaOzer over there, and we can have a lot of fun with this sugya tomorrow. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.